Stephen Agnew, obviously, last weekend we focused in on Sinn Féin as being the northern party with a hand in this, but there is another All-Ireland party, namely the Greens, and however way you cut this up, it was absolutely disastrous for your colleagues in the south, completely eliminated from the Dáil.
I mean, I think for me to say anything other than it was a disappointing result would be, you know, to perform the magic type of spin. You know, it clearly was a disappointment for us. We lost our seats, but you know, the advantage we have in the Green Party is as individual parties, we're actually part of a wider international movement. We've seen this with the German Greens previously when they first went into government. They faced a backlash. They've now rebuilt and are now looking fine for it to be the second largest party in Germany. Interestingly, when on the Sunday after the Irish elections, I was over in Cardiff, where the Welsh Greens were holding a conference with the English Greens, of which they're linked, and you know, they're looking to get their first assembly member in Wales. Obviously, the English Greens just have got their first MP in Westminster, and the Scottish Greens were also represented there, and they're being predicted to triple their numbers of seats in the Scottish Parliament. So, you know, disappointing result in Ireland. Things very progressive, very positive looking across the water in the UK.
Yeah, because, I mean, surely there has to be a possibility now with the retirement of your only Green MLA. You're obviously looking to get his seat, Brian Wilson's seat in North Down, but there has to be a possibility that the Greens will be wiped out on both sides of the border in terms of your representation in the Assembly and the Dáil.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. And of course, I would say that I'm standing for election. But, you know, our vote has been increasing in Northern Ireland. I think, as I say, our trend in terms of recent elections still very much upward. We'd point to the European election when we'd tripled our vote from 5 years previously. So our vote's still growing. And I think we are still in that upward trend. And as I say, we've seen this across different Green parties across Europe. We still haven't reached our natural level of support. And I think, you know, this next election will show that we are moving towards that, and hopefully, like the Scottish and Welsh Greens in their assembly elections, will all show actually that the Greens are very much got a bright future in politics.
I mean, one aspect of the southern election was that we suddenly saw a whole host of independents being returned to the Dáil, but it may well be that in the May assembly election we actually see the big parties squeezing out all the smaller forces. I mean, there are some politicians who've resigned from their parties, the Green. There's Kieran Deeney, and I think there are question marks over whether he's going to stand again. It could well be that we see a squeezing out of the independents.
Well, it is a pattern, and it is what's going to happen in the Dáil in the next election. Everybody bets this is what happens when 1,000 flowers bloom. About 80% of the flowers wither in the next election when the soil isn't the same.